Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at how to live from the inside out rather than from the outside in, being affected by everything that's coming in at you. So we need to learn to be led by the Spirit, and the Spirit life is the godly life which will keep you out of trouble. So we've been looking at how to get this right. The Bible tells us we need to renew our mind. Don't be conformed to the world and its way of thinking, but be renewed in the spirit of your mind. We need to be saved. You need to pray in the spirit. But we want to talk about this some more, how to divorce ourselves from our feelings and our emotions and live in the spiritual realm where there is life and peace. So let's pick up the service where we left off and let's see what the Lord has for us today.
We want to be led by the Spirit, not by your feelings and your emotions. And this is something that happens from the inside out. The Holy Spirit is on the inside of us. And He's telling you how to live outside. And so we need to start utilizing the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? And listen, you in Christ, remember, in Christ, the world may say you'll never recover. The world may say the markets will never come back. The world may say you'll never get your job again. The world may be saying all these things. Let me tell you something. The world may say all the things they want to, but in Christ you can be restored. In Jesus Christ you can gain back that which the devil stole and sevenfold more. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I read an article just the other day and it said billionaires are becoming way more billionaires now than they ever were in this coronavirus time.
That's right.
I don't know if any of you saw the article. Billionaires are making so much more money than they ever have.
Yes.
In the coronavirus situation. And so, listen, but in Christ you can be restored. Everything can be restored. But it cannot happen from the outside. Yeah. It's not coming from the media. It's not coming from them giving you stimulus money. That's not going to get it done. It's got to happen from the inside. From the inside, the Holy Spirit will start to lead, guide, and direct us, and we divorce ourselves from our fear, our emotions, our feelings, and we go with the Holy Spirit. Like I said, if He tells you wear a mask, wear it. If He says wash your hands and wear gloves, do it. Amen. But you better discern, is it the devil or is it God speaking?
Amen.
Amen. Say this, I am being transformed from the inside out. By the renewing of my mind, I was crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. I am not alone. I'm never to be forsaken. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I'm not alone. We have to get a grasp on God and what He's promised and what He's given us. But now listen, number one, to get to know who you are in Christ is you have to know that you've been accepted. You have been accepted in the Beloved. You and I have been accepted in the Beloved. In Christ, God accepts me. Out of Christ, no acceptance. That's why I said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one can get to God but by me. And so, he says in Ephesians 1:3, watch here. Ephesians 1:3, you want to turn there quick? He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, past tense has. Say it to this church. Who has past tense, amen, has. What does that mean? I'm not waiting for it. I'm not waiting for God to give it to me. He has given it to me. Who has blessed us with all, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
Amen.
I've already been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. You see, this in Christ Jesus is a big deal, family. There is no other religion that can say in Christ. We can say in Christ.
Amen.
Verse 6. Now watch here. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He has made us accepted in the Beloved.
Amen.
We have been made accepted by God the Father through Jesus Christ the Beloved. I have been accepted. Can you say amen? You must take your place, and you've got to hold yourself in place in who you are in Christ. You've got to take that place, and you've got to hang on to that place in Christ Jesus. And when the devil tells you you're a loser, you've got to say, I'm in Christ Jesus. Is Christ a loser? No. Then I can't be a loser. Come on, listen to what I'm saying. You're sick. You got this virus. You got this and that. I'm in Christ. In Christ, He hasn't got it. He's not sick. He's provided. I am healed.
Amen.
In Christ. You got to get that in Christ. You got to grab a hold of it in Christ. And you don't let it go. You don't let anybody talk you out of Christ.
Amen.
You don't talk yourself out of Christ.
Amen.
You're in Christ. Say, I'm in Christed. Say it loud like you mean it. Come on. I'm in Christed. The devil's going to lie to you and cheat from you and steal from you. You've got to tell him, no, 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 no. I am in Christ and Christ is in me.
Amen.
You've got no hope in hell, devil.
Yep.
You have been accepted in the Beloved, so you do not need to live with a sense of rejection the way we used to, or all the time like some people do, feeling like you do not quite measure up. So many people think, well, I just don't measure up. I know me. I can point out people in this church right now. They think, well, you know, it's just little on me. I don't measure up. I don't do You, the only reason you measure up is because you've been accepted in Christ. Not one of us could measure up apart from in Christ. In Christ, I've been accepted. I measure up.
Amen.
I measure up to the standards that God requires.
Amen.
Come on. Say that. Say, I measure up to the standards that God requires. Yeah. That's a big mouthful. What you just said there, it's huge. I measure up to the standards that God requires. Do you know that, Brian? Do you know that, Devin? You measure up to the standards that God requires. That's why, you see, you started playing there. You got gift that you're too scared to let go because you think. Stop thinking. Let go. Let go and watch what God's about to do. He showed me tonight. I'm telling you. Yeah. You're going to amount to be all you can be. You step out now. And don't make me come there. Listen. Listen. Listen to me. Listen, you at home. God accepts you. And He adores you. That's like, I don't measure up. God accepts you. You measure up to what He requires and He loves you. That's just so amazing. Dale, isn't that amazing? I measure up. I don't have to skulk about and hide behind a tree and run from God and up. No, I measure up. That's why it says, you measure up, come boldly right into my presence. Come boldly into the... Why? Can I do that? Because I'm accepted and I measure up to the standard that's required to get into the kingdom.
Amen.
Wow. Jesus did the whole deal for us, man. And the promises of God in Him are yes and amen to the glory of God that we can walk in. Every promise is yes and amen to a child of God. It's just absolutely amazing. What God, now listen, what God has done in our lives will bring glory to God.
Yes, that's right.
And the glory always goes to God.
Always.
What he's done for you and for me should be bringing glory to God. We've always got to be ready to point people to Christ. Never to yourself, never to what you've done, never to your degrees, never to your diplomas, never to your gifting that you've got, never to the ministry that you're running, never to your wife, your husband, no sense, nothing, nothing. I don't care if you built empire.
Amen. Amen.
If you built the Empire State Building brick by brick on your own, you give the glory to God. You always give the glory to God. We are supposed to be glory containers, showing people the glory of God.
Yes, amen.
Like that, all the time.
Amen.
He gets the glory. He gets the honor. He gets the praise. He is the virtuous one.
Amen.
And he made me acceptable. And he said, you measure up. You got what it takes. Turn to someone and say, you got what it takes. To live in the presence of God, to walk side by side with God, to be a kingdom person, to be a joint heir, you have got what it takes.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You didn't get it, he gave it to you.
Amen.
You've got what it takes. That is why he must get the glory. That is why he must be praised and honored. He gave you what it took to get you to get what it takes.
Yep. Amen.
I couldn't say that twice. Amen. So we've got to really get a grip on this thing, man. Because let me tell you what, when the chips are down and you're facing hell.
Come on,
have any of you faced hell?
Come on,
Vince, you've been facing some hell. Have you faced hell? I know John and his beautiful son over there, Joshua, faced hell. Did you face hell? Most of you have faced hell. You know what I'm talking about. When there's nothing but darkness. Nothing but pain. Nothing but life sucking, being sucked out of you. Nothing like you're walking around with this 350-pound boulder in your heart.
Amen.
That's when all of the hell is broken loose coming for you.
Amen.
When the devil's on your case.
Amen.
When he's out to get you. You face hell. I tell you what, you can stand tall. You can look that thing in the face and say, you know what? You do not move me. You do not faze me because I have got the greater one on the inside of me. And you are nothing. And let me say this again. You know, people say it's good and evil. There is good. There is evil, but there's only really good because God controls everything and God is good. You hear what I'm saying? He allows evil.
Come on.
He allows evil. And some people think it's God good, devil bad. That's true. But they put them on the same playing field. They're not on the same playing field.
Come on.
The devil is a creation from God.
Amen.
And the devil, if you want to put him in line with somebody else who he can measure up to, is Michael the Archangel. Also a creation of God. But don't even start to compare good and evil together. There's no comparison. Evil's down here. The devil is nothing in God. Nothing. There's not even a contest. Really? And so many people, the devil this, the devil that. And he starts off as a serpent in the garden. Then he's like a roaring lion. And then in Revelation, he's a dragon. Why does he go from that to that to that? Because people give him power. When you fall to the devil's deception, you empower him in your life. When you start getting blindsided by the devil, you are empowering him in your life. In your own life, you empower the devil. When you say, I'm sick, you're empowering him. When you say, I'm broke, you're empowering him. When you say, I'm addicted, you empower the devil. You give him power. And he goes from a serpent to a lion to a gigantic dragon.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all